This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey, I'm Sarah. When planning our home birth, my husband Matthew and I were really frustrated by the lack of empowering and honest home birth resources. So we created this podcast to start a new conversation for moms and families like us. This is Doing It at Home. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. Today is an interview with Christina Benton. And Christina is a birth and postpartum doula, as well as a birth photographer. So I'm really excited for you to hear this interview because it's actually our first with a birth photographer. It's something that Matthew and I had been playing for a while. We put it out there that we wanted to speak to someone who photographs births. And I found Christina on Instagram. Her photos are absolutely amazing, and we'll give you links to that in the show and in the show notes so you can check those out. But I was so inspired to reach out to her, and I'm so happy she was open to sitting down and talking with us. One for you and for anyone who is thinking about hiring a birth photographer or, you know, just wants more information about that, this is a great episode to listen to and to share with your partner, your family, whomever. It was also a little selfish in that we wanted to learn more as well. We didn't have a photographer for Maya's birth, and it's something we're very interested in the future for other baby or babies. And it was just really exciting to hear about her journey into birth photography and what she enjoys about it and some of her experiences, some of the actual home birth she's been a part of. And one of the things Christina says that just really stuck with me and resonated is in reference to why someone should have a home birth photographer. It's because every woman deserves to see herself like that. Every woman deserves to see from a different perspective the moment you meet your baby for the first time. And I just think that's so beautiful and amazing. And she's great. She's awesome. Listen in to our interview with Christina. Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Yeah. We're a little tired, but we're great.
We're doing pretty well today. We're super excited to chat with you. So thank you so much for joining us on the Doing It at Home podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, super excited to have you because you bring a lot of perspectives and you play a lot of roles in the home birth experience that we have not dived into yet on the show, you know, things we haven't covered. So I'm really excited to get your perspective and hear your stories. So to kick it off, can you just tell us a little bit about you and what you do?
Sure. Obviously, my name is Christina. My family and I live in Port Washington, Wisconsin. I have an 8-year-old son named Cash and a 2.5-year-old daughter named Indigo. My husband is Eric, and he is in nursing school right now, actually. So he is in school full-time while I am doing birth work full-time. We live in the country. We have three rescued dogs, and that's a big part of our life, too.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
That's about it.
That's beautiful. I love that little picture you just painted. Yeah. That sounds great. It sounds like a full and busy,
right?
Busy life.
It is that for sure.
So birth work, I love that term because it's really, you know, encompasses all of what you do. Can you tell us a little bit how that started for you, moving into that as a greater concept?
Sure. I did not have a doula or sort of any of that kind of support when I had my son 8 years ago. I was 22, I think, when he was born. So the world was a bit of a different place then, surrounding birth and things like that. I was really young. I was newly married. And overall was just kind of, I don't know, I just went with the flow. I kind of did what everyone told me to do. And then when I got pregnant with my daughter, I was in a different relationship. I was remarried, and sort of life situation, I guess, was just a totally different place. And I had support and sort of guidance that I didn't have before. And I knew I wanted something different for her birth. My son, I was induced with my son for what seemed to be a medical reason at the time, wasn't actually a medical reason. But again, I was very young and I kind of just did what everyone told me to do. So when I went into sort of exploring options for my daughter, I did hire a midwife. And at the time, one of my closest friends, her name is Ruth, was actually a birth doula. And I hired her, and she was such a huge support to me, both in my pregnancy and during my labor and then postpartum as well. She really inspired me, and I, along with my own sort of having this new experience and having all the great parts of birth when I had only had sort of the not so awesome parts the first time, I just sort of started exploring things, and she actually went back to her other line of work and stopped doing birth work. So her leaving kind of opened the door for me to step in, and I took on some of her previous clients that were having new babies and things like that. And it kind of just started from there. So I started doing doula work, birth doula work first. After doing birth doula work for a little bit, I added postpartum doula work, which is caring for moms after birth. So after baby is here, caring for moms and the whole family, really. And it can look, I guess, a lot of different ways. You can be a night nurse of sorts and help care for baby at night, take baby to mom. I only offer postpartum doula services for nights that are me sort of delivering baby to mom when baby needs to eat or whatever, obviously, if baby is nursing. So I don't do what a quote-unquote night nurse would do as far as kind of caring through for the baby all through the night. So cooking meals, doing dishes, sort of just any sort of help is what a postpartum doula does. And then at a birth about 8 months ago, I had a friend who was giving birth, and I took a camera and she let me photograph it for her. And that was kind of the end of it for me. I don't take on a whole lot of doula specific clients anymore just because I love birth photography so much. And now it kills me sort of to be at birth and not be able to take out my camera. So almost always, even if they are a doula client, actually just added to my package, I raised my prices a little bit so that I could add some photos in sort of for everyone. So I always have my camera with me now. So yeah, I mean, it kind of just started with my own experience and seeing the differences that were there. And it's just kind of unfolded from one thing to the other, starting with doula work and then postpartum doula work and now into birth photography.
That's awesome. That's
amazing.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
What's the statute of limitations on postpartum doula work? Because I think I want one.
Will you do it 6 months postpartum?
That counts.
I mean, you know, I don't think that there is one. I've been hired for people that had children that were, you know, definitely not a newborn. So yeah. I think it really depends. I mean, really, you're pregnant for 9 months. Your body's, I mean, you have what? You're like 6 week checkup or whatever from your midwife or your doctor. And I don't know that it's expected that you're fully recovered by 6 weeks. It takes much, much longer than that to recover from having a baby and get your body back to normal. So I think 6 months is a pretty, pretty valid time period.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Well then I'm gonna make a note of that. The photography, had you been into photography before that? I mean, you must have had some sort of maybe training or skill set or just a gift towards it. How were you like, oh, yes, this?
Yeah, so my husband actually bought me my first camera for, I believe it was my 29th birthday. So that was last year. I had not had a camera before. Sort of knowing that this was something that I wanted to do. He bought me the camera. I spent several months, probably 4 or 5 months with it before I sort of offered to shoot my friend's birth for her. I didn't really have any knowledge of how to work a big girl camera, I guess, before before going into it. My phone was what I used for my kids, and that's kind of all I really took pictures of. So no, he bought me a camera. And so I've only actually had a camera for about a year and a half.
Wow. Well, if you look at your photos,
you learned how to use it real well.
Yeah.
I did. It's kind of a learning curve. Birth photography, the rules of birth photography are sort of to break all of the rules for every other kind of photography because of, you know, the situations that you're in and you can't control anything.
Right.
With posing couples or posing newborns and stuff like that, you have some aspect of control, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But for birth photography, you kind of just fly on the wall and people are where they are. And, you know, there's as much light as there is and you just have to make it work. So learning the rules,
cool.
I think, of birth photography is probably much easier than learning the rules for a lot of other things because it's just kind of like breaking all of the rules, really.
That is so cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm looking at your Instagram right now, and what I love about your photos is that, kind of like what you said, it feels like we're there. You know, it feels like we're just
right.
Kind of in the midst of everything, like hanging out at the edge of the bed while baby's getting checked up, or we're right next to this mom as she's, you know, in the birth pool, and like, it is, oh, it's incredible. So keep breaking those rules because it's beautiful.
Thank you. You know, and that's really the point of it. I mean, I have friends who do birth photography who do very like bright and, you know, technically perfect images, I guess.
Yeah.
And again, along with like the breaking the rules thing, sometimes there's no light and I don't want it to look like there was a ton of light. I'm very much trying to have someone look back at birth pictures and have it be an accurate representation of, you know, what the situation was and what was going on and what it really looked like and I guess how much light there really was.
Yeah.
It's definitely not about being perfect. It's definitely about sort of telling that story and making sure that when mom and dad and even, you know, baby eventually look back at those photos, they see what was really happening.
Yeah,
authentic and real. And, you know, for mom, you know, yes, you're in it and you live it, but you may not remember every aspect of it or how it looked, you know, from the outside. You're in the midst of it. So to see, you know, a retelling of it and to see it very accurate. And like you said, the light or the circumstance, the positioning, like to it, it's really a gift that you get to experience it now from a different angle. And I love that you keep it as, you know, undisturbed, if you will, like the birth as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. My goal is to definitely be, you know, a fly on the wall and kind of just have nobody know that I'm there. I might be standing on your dresser or standing on top of your bed above you, but my goal is to the most, I mean, I'm quiet and I just do my job. I'm not bothering anyone, not asking anyone to move. I'm not turning on lights unless, you know, mom says it's okay. And yeah, definitely just a fly on the wall.
You know, what just popped in my mind. So, you know, Sarah and I had a birth team of what, like 6, 7, 8 mm-hmm. people. And mm-hmm. I think almost every one of them, except for the midwives, because there was a midwife and two midwives there and an apprentice. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah. Everybody right. else had their cell phone cameras out. And you just talked about not turning on lights and all that. Well, most of the people at ours had like their flashlight lights on and the cell phone camera. So it was very, you knew that there was people there all up in Sarah's business taking right. photos. And so what I love about
it can be distracting.
Yeah, it was distracting as hell to me, quite frankly. You know, I wanted people to, at one point I did tell someone to turn the light off. But what I love about what you do is, you like you said a couple times, just a fly on the wall, but the images that you've right. captured are insanely beautiful. So I totally remember that from our birth, having people there with the lights, with the cameras, and, you know, it impacted the experience. And I, you know, if we do it again, I probably wouldn't have that part of it.
Right. I agree.
You know, I will say that I have a flash that I do carry, just because you have to, in my opinion, because if mom chooses to labor in a pitch black room, everyone has sort of these birth plans and we lay it out. And with home births, especially, I want to see somebody's home. I want to see the space they plan mm-hmm. to birth in.
Yeah.
I want to know how many people are going to be there. I kind of want to be able to prepare myself for that. And for example, on my first full home birth, you know, mom was in her bedroom. The bedroom was like just, I mean, the smallest space ever. And then had a birth pool, which was literally like touching the bed. And then there was like half a foot maybe around the tub for me to sort of walk around and maneuver myself. And then on top of that, there's dad and two midwives. And, you know, that just kind of is the situation. So had I not had a flash in that situation, I wouldn't have been able to do my job. Mm-hmm. So flash is something that there's a lot of birth photographers, I feel like, are against it, photographers in general. But again, in the situations that we're put in. So you mentioned that, like, the lights during Sarah's birth were really distracting. So I always talk to my clients about flash beforehand. I will also add that it gets bounced at the ceiling or off of a wall that's next to me, so it's never pointed directly at someone.
The people in our birth did not have those techniques.
Yeah.
It was like right in Sarah's crotch as Maya's crowning. There's like cell phone flash or lights right there.
There's definitely a way to do it, and that is not it. There's definitely a way to do it, and it definitely is a learning curve, and I spent a lot of time taking pictures of my sleeping children from the hallway, trying to figure out how to do it. Mm. So flash for birth photography, I would say, is an art all in itself.
Yeah.
And also trying, again, using as little flash as possible so that you're maintaining the authenticity of what is really happening. Again, there's not bright lights. There's not a spotlight. You know, there's not a cell phone camera. There's not all of these sort of things. So you're trying to do it without letting anyone else know that you're doing it. So I do have it. But again, that's where coming, like, shooting intentionally comes in. Mm. If there's a photo that I know that I want my camera to flash once. So, you know, you do what you need to do to get into the position that you need to get into to get that photo so that you're not flashing your camera 600 times in a row.
Yeah.
Right. And you don't, like you kind of mentioned earlier, have the option, like with other types of shoots or subject matter. Can you do that again?
Yeah. Can you put the baby back
right,
in, please?
Right. Or can you move that water bottle, or can you move that midwife's arm and their gloved hand and stuff like that? You figure out half of birth photography, I feel like, is just kind of figuring out from birth to birth where the right spot to be is, really. Mm.
How often are you shooting in a hospital? Because I see some of your photos, families in the hospital. And I didn't even know you could do that at most hospitals.
Some, I guess it depends on the state or where you live. Yeah. Some, I've heard cool from others, you can't document. But that's amazing that you're able to be there.
Yeah.
I have not yet encountered a hospital here. I think that it is generally up to doctors.
Cool.
I know that in the case of a belly birth or C-section, that they it's up to the anesthesiologist.
Mm-hmm.
But in our hospitals here, I've not yet encountered a doctor that wasn't open to it. I know that in some cases, I think the rule is sort of before and then after a baby is like on mom's chest.
Okay.
They don't allow you to like to shoot while baby is being delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Which I mean, to each their own, and that would be okay too. There certainly wouldn't be a lack of a birth story
mm-hmm.
if you're just missing, you know, that part of it. But so I haven't encountered anyone that did not allow me to. I was having clients ask beforehand. Obviously, they're paying me for a start rest, and I don't want to show up and not be able to do that service
to
them.
Right.
So it's super important that they ask. And again, I've never had anyone. I've had doctors sign model releases so that if images were pushed online,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, if they got pushed into a competition or got, you know, whatever, reposted by someone, they're not surprised to mm-hmm. find their likeness on the internet. I would say that in the beginning, about 60% of what I was doing, actually probably 75% of what I was doing, was in the hospitals.
Mm.
I just recently started doing more birth centers and home births. Where I live, there's a pretty serious lack of home birth midwives. And there's a few. I think there's maybe like 5 or 6, but they service certain areas and sort of things like that. So birth centers are becoming a lot more used here than actual home births. So I did a lot of work in the hospitals and in birth centers to start.
Very cool. Very cool.
For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
What I'm curious to hear some memorable shoots for you, you know, whether they be home births or just some that really stick out, as far as maybe it was the circumstance or some of the images you were able to capture were like, ah, yes, like that, like those magical. I'm sure they're all magical, but just some that might stick out for you.
Yeah, sure. So my first home birth was actually for a client who hired me through a mutual friend, and when she hired me, it was her third baby, her first girl, first, third baby. And when she hired me, we had been planning a vacation to Disney World, and her due date was about 5 days, I think, before we left for vacation. So when she hired me, she knew that, you know, we were cutting it pretty close and We didn't really have a backup plan because at the time I didn't work with a backup birth photographer. So if I left, that was sort of it. And she knew that. And then we rolled up on her due date and she still hadn't gone into labor and she was really shocked by that. And I could tell that she was sort of like panicking about it. Because as much in the beginning as she had said, like, well, if you're gone, then, you know, it's okay. She was upset noticeably that I was going to be gone. So I actually arranged a backup for her. And I kept saying over and over, you know, you could very well still be pregnant when I get back. So let's just hold on and see what happens here. And yeah, so we went on vacation. We came back 7 days later. And sure enough, she was still pregnant.
Wow.
Man.
So she went to 42 weeks on the dot.
Third baby.
And
dang.
Yes, yes. So, you know, anything you believe about birth, throw it out the window.
Exactly. Shoot.
It's never the same.
Yeah.
42 weeks exactly. So she called me. She said her contractions were getting stronger. She'd been having some, like, stops and starts for a couple of days. So when she finally called me, I headed right to her house because I knew that I had a feeling, rather, that once things actually started, they were going to go very quickly. Her pool was set up, her tub was set up in their bedroom, and this is the one that I was talking about before where the space was just, mm-hmm. like, insanely small.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she was out walking when I got there, and, you know, I showed up and was there before anyone else, and she asked me to check her birth tub to make sure that her cat had not jumped in it because she forgot to close the door.
That would have made a cool photo.
There actually is a photo somewhere of the cat sitting on the bed next
cool.
to the birth tub. I think it's on my Instagram somewhere. But so yeah, they came back and that birth, it was my first home birth. So it was the first time that I was kind of watching the scenery change over and over. Not that I love doing hospital births, I really do, but there's only so many angles to shoot from and only so many different sides of the room and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I think I was there for maybe 8 hours, I'm not sure, but we were outside, you know, we were walking, there's a bunch of photos of them walking and her having contractions, like leaning on the trees.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was just,
I love that picture.
Such a different, yeah, so it was just, you know, Dad was making us coffee and the midwife and I were talking and I was just so relaxed. And that birth is my favorite because I actually, she was laboring really quietly and everything was super peaceful and there was no real indication. Usually as someone gets closer to pushing or transition or what have you, there's a pretty good indication of what's going on. There's different noises. There's just, you know, a different energy that fills the room. But with her, there was no indication of what was happening or how far along she was. And I actually went to the bathroom to go pee. And while I was walking back from the bathroom, she had her baby in one involuntary push.
Wow.
She literally said, "It hurts." And, you know, her midwife was handing her baby.
Oh, my God.
No gloves, no nothing. No one was prepared. Midwives weren't prepared. And, of course, we're always looking to the midwives because they know better than I know the signs that, you know, birth is close or whatever. But, yeah, so that was crazy. She had no idea what happened.
Wow.
And it took her, like, 5 minutes probably to just realize that, you know, baby was here. So, yeah, that was wild. And I will never go to the bathroom ever again.
No liquids for you. Restrict your fluid intake.
I got back like as midwife was handing her the baby, so it was actually perfect. But it was super, super wild. Just wild. Again, like everything you know about birth, throw it out the window because it's never the same.
Well, you have a couple of photos on your Instagram of that birth. I can see like the mom leaning on the tree and the mom and dad just embraced. And it tells such a cool story of, you know, that time of before baby comes and kind of, I think you describe it as walking baby out, walking baby down. And it's very cool. You know, we haven't mentioned.
They were really.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's that? No, I was just going to say they were a really cool family and they had their two younger children, their boys. I believe one of them is 8 and one of them is 10 downstairs. And when the baby was born, my favorite part of any birth ever to this day, was when Beatrice, that was the baby's name, was born. The brother was downstairs and you could hear him yelling, "I heard her. I think she's here." Running upstairs to see her. And that was probably the most memorable thing that's ever happened at a birth for me.
That's amazing. If you're listening to this and you want some visual go along with this, go to Instagram, and it's Christina Benton Birth Services. We'll also include links in the show notes, but if you're listening right now and you're like, I got to see these while you're listening for your viewing pleasure, that's where you want to go, to Instagram, Christina Benton Birth Services.
You've got,
and by the time this gets out, that birth story will probably be on my blog as well.
So. Oh, wonderful. Cool. Yes.
And is your blog just ChristinaBenton.com?
It is at ChristinaBenton.com. Yep.
Awesome.
ChristinaBenton.com/words, I believe.
Great.
Cool. Yeah. And so there's, as you were talking about the brother downstairs shouting up, you have a picture on your Instagram of, looks like mom is in a birth pool. And it looks like two kids are just sitting right on the edge of the pool watching as, you know, their baby girl is, or the baby sister is born. And that's so cool to me, seeing these siblings.
That is that birth, actually.
Oh, okay. Man, like, they're 2 feet away just watching everything happen. Yep. And, you know, they're older kids.
I think they were examining the placenta.
Yeah, I mean, how many young boys get to look at a fresh placenta?
That's amazing. Yeah. So cool.
They were really into it. They were really into it.
That's amazing. Wow. So what's the process like when you are going to work with a mom and a family? Are there discussions on things? Because obviously you can have an idea of what you'd like captured in the birth, but it might not go exactly like that. But, you know, are there discussions on, like, I'd really like images of this, or if you can, do women have visions of what they'd like captured of their births, or do they just kind of give you, you know, whatever it is, whatever it looks like? I'm guessing there's a mix.
I have not yet really had anyone that came to me up until like this past week. I did not have a website. I only had my Facebook page. I only had my Instagram, and I was hired pretty much exclusively off word of mouth from person to person. Mm-hmm. So the people that were hiring me kind of already trusted me right from the get-go, because they were hiring me based off of, you know, the work that they were seeing or what their friend told them, really. So I have not had anyone yet, because I just said this, somebody will probably email me today, come to me with like a Pinterest board of birth images that they really love.
Hey. Or,
which sounds so crazy, but it's totally a thing. And
yeah,
it's great. And it's awesome to see how people would like to see it, from what perspective they'd like to see it.
Sure.
But pretty much the deepest that I get into it with that, with people, is, do you want crowning images or do you not?
Okay.
Some people just don't care to see it. 90% of the time, I will probably take them anyways and include them in a gallery all of their own inside of their gallery. Mm. So if they want to look at them, they can. And if they don't, they don't have to. But if I'm in the sort of position, I guess, to capture those images, then I probably will. But yeah, that's pretty much the extent of, I'm a pretty modest, quote unquote, birth photographer as it is, not for any reason really, but just because my clientele sort of, that's what they prefer. But again, when I get those images that they think they didn't want, they always want them once they're there.
Yeah, so that's funny.
I kind of just follow my own instinct and kind of get what's available. Sometimes I can't be in that position. About 90% of the time in a hospital, for example, I have to be at the head of the bed. So, you know, there isn't really an opportunity to get any of that stuff. But yeah, no, I haven't really had anyone, you know, ask me for any specific images.
Mm. What would you say is the value of having a birth photographer present? I mean, why do it?
That's a good one. I think truly that every woman, let's exclude dad and kids and anyone else from the picture, but every woman deserves to see themselves like that. Mm. Every woman deserves to see the look on their face the first time that they meet their baby. Mm. And it's everyone else around, dad, siblings, you know, anyone, doctors, nurses, midwives, they all sort of get to enjoy it from the outside perspective. Mom doesn't. So I think that overall, and the reason that I would hire a birth photographer when we have our third baby at home is you just need to see it. You just deserve to have those memories forever because you're the one working to bring the baby earthside and you don't get to watch it or enjoy it in the way that everyone else does. And you don't know what your face looks like the first time you meet your baby or what your husband's face looks like the first time he meets your baby. It's just, I think that every woman deserves to see themselves like that.
That's amazing. That is an awesome answer, by the way. Like, heck yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, everything, I don't know, it's so raw and honest and powerful.
It is, and it's the most raw and the most honest and the most powerful likely you'll ever see yourself. And yeah. I think that that's just so important. People see birth so differently. Or recently I had a client who went through something really tough after her, you know, beautiful, amazing home birth. She had a medical complication, and looking back at her photos now, while she's kind of in the midst of pain and hurting and uncertainty, has been really amazing for her. And looking at herself being this sort of like fierce, powerful woman when she doesn't feel like that right now has been hugely helpful for her. So,
wow. What, I'm curious to go along with, you know, why someone would do it. What's some advice or feedback you would have for moms and families who are looking to document their births with photography as far as finding a birth photographer in their area? I mean, anything beyond like Googling, if there's anything you've seen as how people connect with their birth photographers, and then maybe how they select them, if there's anything that goes into that process.
Sure. There is actually an organization called the International Association of Professional Birth Photographers.
Wow.
And they have a database that you can search if the person you're searching for in your area is not, you know, signed up with them. That won't help. But it's a pretty big database, and it's very, very useful for a lot of that stuff. They also do a yearly image competition that actually just wrapped up about a month ago, I think. And those images get circulated, and a lot of people will see so-and-so from their area who shoots births sort of in those, like, competition images. So that's another way. Mm. Sort of just looking at birth images is definitely a way to find a birth photographer. So I would start probably there. I mean, really just Google birth photographer in your area and go through it and see who, you know, meets your needs or standards or whatever. And then I guess my biggest, like, advice for someone seeking a birth photographer is, so you, for people that have, you know, paid money for a wedding photographer, your birth is no different. It's just as important. And for some people, it's more important. Mm-hmm. So my biggest advice is you definitely get what you pay for. And hire someone that values your memories and your birth as much as you do, really. I mean, this is a hard job, and it's certainly not thankless, but it's really, really hard. And I love my clients. My last client, we talked every day while she was pregnant, and we still talk to this day. So definitely hire someone who values your memories as much as you do, and hire someone who has the experience and portfolio to sort of back up any fancy words that they might have but really value your own birth experience, because again, you get what you pay for, and unfortunately, birth photography is an industry that can't keep progressing if birth photographers don't get paid what they deserve to get paid for being on call 24/7 for their entire career, essentially. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to have photos like the ones that you shoot and that you post on your website and Instagram, I mean, priceless, you know?
It is. It really is.
It's incredible. They're beautiful. And so if somebody has a potential birth photographer in mind, what are some questions that you would recommend they ask them?
I would ask if they use a flash or not. I would ask where they primarily shoot births. Again, if someone is really used to shooting in hospitals, doing a home birth, for example, is going to be a completely different experience. There's also less parameters around a home birth. So if I have someone that's delivering in a hospital, I know that they're likely going to deliver by a certain date. Whereas with home birth, that's not really the case. Not always the case with hospital birth either, but there are more parameters surrounding it. So it's a little bit easier to sort of know what's going to happen. I would ask what their on-call policy is, when they go on call, how long they stay on call for. Always ask if they work with a backup photographer. I, knock on wood, have never had two clients go into labor on the same day, but that could very well and probably very well will happen to me in the future. And now I have a backup that I can call in the case that that were to happen. Yeah, I think the sort of when you go on call and what type of birth you're most used to shooting, or I guess well-versed in shooting, are really important. And that's not to say somebody that primarily shoots in a hospital can't do a home birth, because they, I'm sure that they can. Just sort of knowing if they've done it before is a big thing.
That's great. Those are things I wouldn't even think to ask.
Yeah.
So for any who are considering that or looking into birth photography, those are some great questions to ask.
They're the important ones.
Now, what area do you serve in where you live? If someone who's listening right now kind of lives a little bit near you, what's your scope? If someone wanted touch base with you.
So I, right now, again, I live in not a large town. It's not extremely small, but it's not a large town. So I work in all of Ozaukee County, which is the county that I live in. And I market primarily to Milwaukee County, and then Waukesha County as well. So more than like an area, I guess, I sort of put like a travel limit up, and I've traveled up to about an hour and a half at this point, so pretty much anywhere within 2 hours I'm willing to travel to.
Great. And then, you know, we mentioned it a little bit earlier, but to connect with you, would those best places be your website that we mentioned, Instagram and Facebook, of which we'll include links to all of in our show notes at diahpodcast.com.
Yep, those are the only three places I exist.
Great.
Facebook business page, Instagram, and my website just went up this week. And you can contact me there, and my portfolio is there as well.
Cool. Yeah, so Christina's website is christinabenton.com, christinabenton.com. And like Sarah said, all the contact stuff, all the social media, everything's there. Man, I can't get over your photos.
Yeah, he's just been staring at them the whole time. What I really appreciate, I don't know if it's just popped into my awareness, having been pregnant and given birth in the past year, but I think it's a combination of that along with just this proliferation of social media and these images that we see on it. Birth is out there way more than I feel like it was. I mean, like I said, I think a lot of that has to do with how social media has developed, but I really appreciate just seeing, you know, beautiful, real images of birth on all ends of the spectrum out there, like so readily and easily accessible for us to see more images of birth to, you know, like we've heard before, normalize it, get people familiar with it, remove the censoring of it, all of that. And I think your images are such a awesome component of that.
Thank you. I think that a birth photographer's first priority always is to, you know, tell their client's story. But their second priority, and this goes for every amazing birth photographer that I have the pleasure of knowing and sort of bouncing ideas off and, you know, looking at their images straight out of the camera and telling them, you know, talking about editing and all that kind of stuff. Their second priority is always to normalize it, mm-hmm. just to put it out there and make it so we stop getting banned from Facebook for mm-hmm. posting a nipple yeah. or not even a nipple in some cases, yeah. a blurred nipple. Because all that stuff is super, super real. And you can go on the internet, you can go on Facebook, you can go on Instagram, and you can find half-naked women for all other purposes. But when we are posting, you know, an image of a woman doing the most important thing that she'll ever do, we get banned for it.
Ain't that the truth?
It really is. And I mean, that's whether it's censored or not censored, right. or I'm in private birth photography groups where images are still removed because they're removed by Facebook bots.
Wow.
So again, I think that every single birth photographer is just working so hard to normalize it and put it out there so that people can't ignore it.
Well, keep doing it.
Yeah.
Keep doing it because you have watchers and you have people who you're inspiring and people whose lives you're influencing forever. And it's awesome. So I really appreciate you and what you do and how you're a part of this collective empowered movement of birth and families and all of it.
It's a huge, huge honor to do what I do and sort of be invited into these family spaces. So thank you.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us, Christina. Yeah. You're the bomb.
Christina, we really
appreciate
you. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.